This week, we've been transfixed by some of the most colorful visitors we've ever seen in Washington, D.C. Over 20,000 African-American women of all ages, dressed in every imaginable shade of pink and green, have taken over the streets near NPR.
Those women decked out in pink and green, often from head to toe, are members of Alpha Kappa Alpha sorority, and they are in town for their centennial celebrations. The AKAs are the nation's oldest black sorority, and they are known for their commitment to community service. But we wanted to know more, so we dressed producer Sonari Glinton in pink and green and sent him out among the AKAs.
I'm Andrea Kidd Taylor. I am from Baltimore, Maryland, and I've been a member of AKA now for 34 years. You know, you have to think of the time frame. It was in 1908 when you had, at Howard University, where you had only a small number of women in an institution. Slavery had ended. Women were, African-American women in particular, were just beginning to go to colleges of higher learning. And these group of women decided that they wanted to do more.
Let us march on to victory is won.
Okay, Bernice Williams. I played at Fort Valley State College, 1950. I played because I wanted to work and do more for the community.
You didn't want to just, like, go and party?
Party. Go where?
Like, party and
oh,
hang out.
Yeah, we did party. We party and still partying at my age now.
When we wake up in the morning and jump out of bed, we look in the mirror and we shake our pretty heads. We are conceited, and that's no lie. We'll be conceited, AKAs, till the day we die. Oh, we don't die. We just intensify.
So will you show me the secret handshake?
Of course not. A lady never tells. Of course not.
Come on, ladies. We got to give them a good ski-wee for NPR.
All right.
One, two, three.
That's it. That's the sound of thousands of people pulling up the road.
Members of AKA, the Alpha Kappa Alpha sorority, in Washington, D.C. this week for their centennial celebrations. And to all those women in pink and green, congratulations on your first 100 years.
This is NPR, National Public Radio.